I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. India Prime Minister Narendra Modi and U.S. President Joseph Biden met in the U.S. on Saturday, but the topic of religious freedom appears to have been absent from their conversation. For years now, entities like USERF have voiced concerns over India's anti-conversion laws, which are present in 12 of its 28 states. John Podaiti with Bibles for the World says he hasn't heard recently of a big push for a nationwide anti-conversion law.
But you know that it's on their agenda that they're going to try to slip this in as soon as they can when they feel the time is right.
Modi has been prime minister since 2014 and is credited with strengthening Hindu nationalism in India. Pray for grace for persecuted Christians.
Pray that the Holy Spirit can break through this and bring truth, shed truth into their hearts and minds, their leadership over the people of India.
And for a conference with over 10,000 participants, in person and virtually, it's hard to imagine what the emerging story might be from the 4th Lausanne Congress happening now in Seoul, South Korea. MNN's Ruth Kramer on site.
It's early days yet, but these meetings have the feel of significance attached to them. The Lausanne 4 journey has been shaped by an extensive global listening process, multiple regional gatherings, and preparation for collaboration around gaps and opportunities that face global mission today. That all came together in the release of the State of the Great Commission report and the manifesto, the Seoul Statement. Part of the conversation will be figuring out what makes these relationships sticky after the mountaintop high of fantastic worship and the compelling rallying messages stand against the legacy of world-changing manifestos. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Lausanne 4, Seoul, South Korea.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help your kids spend time in God's Word every day of the year, with a goal of growing disciples of Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.